This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Fab FM has been leading a charge to have things changed from wet to dry in Port Gardens. Mosman State High School students are being left saturated as they wait for a bus to school in the Port Douglas suburb. The bus stop is in Ulysses Avenue. It's the only dedicated stop that services the Port Douglas residential estate, and it has no shelter. The 25 to 30 students are left exposed to the elements, and often they arrive at school soaking wet. Now, okay, they have umbrellas, they have raincoats, but we have very heavy rain. We have tropical rain. And really, this is a ridiculous situation. But it's not only there, it's all over the Douglas Shire that kids are missing bus shelters. Now, we have the latest word from council who are responsible for this. No, not the transport, but local council, the Douglas Shire Council. And we've got the very latest on that, and I'll come to that in a moment. Now, before we talk to Louise Wall, whose twins use the service, let's talk to a Douglas Shire Council candidate, Lisa Scommazon. Now, Lisa has taken a personal interest in this, and interesting because she used to work in the transport industry down in Brisbane. So she knows who's responsible. She's made a few calls, and it all comes back to council. Here's Lisa.
This is basic infrastructure that should be budgeted into the local council's budget every year. And I would like to know, do they budget for bus shelters for school children, or is it something that they have missed? And this is basic infrastructure, and this is what we expect from our council. Same as footpaths, our roads, our parks and our gardens, which are at the moment look very tired and they're not being maintained.
Okay, so what do you think of the situation of the kids here? I mean, we've got more wet coming and they get saturated when it rains waiting for the bus. What do you think of that situation?
Well, it's not acceptable. Our children shouldn't be standing beside the road waiting for a bus and being wet and hot sun and things like that. We should have these up and about for all our children, not only just here, but right across the Shire. Our students need to be protected while they're waiting for their transport to and from school. This is not on a main highway, which it would be responsible of the Department of Main Roads and Transport. This is in a side street.
You used to work for them?
Yes, I did. I spent 26 years with the Department of Transport. And on little side streets like this, this is the council's responsibility. And we should have money in our budget to pay for these. We need to get bus shelters up and running for all of our students, not just here, but right across our Shire. There's other students waiting for buses that are out in the hot sun and the pouring rain. So let's just build them and get them going.
Lisa Scommer's on there. Now, Louise Wall, whose kids use the service, has come out swinging and she wants the situation to be addressed and right now.
What needs to be done is obviously the shelter. The kids, regardless if it's raining or if it's sunny, they're in the elements. It's not safe. Second of all, the kids need laptops at school, so you see them holding their bags because they don't want to get their laptops wet. So apart from them being safe, it's financially, it costs a lot of money for the parents to get them ready for school as well. So there's a lot of reasons why they need it.
Now, you'd say, okay, they've got umbrellas, they've got raincoats, but we have tropical rain and it comes down heavy.
That's right.
And whatever happens, they're going to end up wet, feet, shoes wet, as you said, equipment that they need for school.
I don't want to be at work all day soaking wet.
I certainly wouldn't want to either. Now, Lisa Scommazon, who's a candidate for the next Douglas Shire election, she used to work for transport in Brisbane.
Right.
She did some checking and said it is a council issue. It's up to council. So what are you requesting for council to do?
Well, obviously, we need a shelter, even if the bus route needs to be changed. So obviously, the bus company needs to be involved in it as well. Because I don't personally know how it all works. They probably can't build something there. It might have to be the kids have to walk somewhere else. And also what happens in the morning when it's pouring with rain, parents will drive their kids here. You might see 20 cars parked along here. The bus comes, the kids run across the road. I know they're not babies, but still they want to get into that bus as soon as possible. It could be an accident waiting to happen as well.
Absolutely. Now, around the corner here in the park, I notice a shelter, but I understand that's a storm shelter.
I did see that, didn't know what it was. And it's tiny anyway. If you've got 25 to 30 kids waiting here, they're not going to fit.
No, they're not going to fit in that. That's a storm shelter made of metal.
Okay.
But that's a story of another day, I suppose.
Yeah. I've gone for a walk around town and I've taken photos of shelters and stuff. There's a really big one at 4 Mile Park. I don't know if you've noticed that. That's something that we need here because 20 kids could fit under that. The bus doesn't even stop there. So the kids that get the bus from over there at 4 Mile don't even use that because the bus doesn't stop there. So they're standing in the rain as well.
This is a ridiculous situation.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need some action?
Yes, we need action.
How can we help?
We need to get it out there. The power of social media is amazing. I've had the Gazette, I've had the Newsport, now you guys. So I don't think it's just an email to the council is not going to work. It's social media that gets it all happening. And nearly have 1,200 signatures. So it's not just me that feels like this. It's, you know, everyone. So it needs to be done. It needs to be done ASAP.
How do people put their signature on that
It's on social media. It's all on social media.
Here we go.
It's on Our Kids Need a Bus Shelter page and they'll be able to find it there.
Fantastic.
Sign the petition. Takes 2 seconds to sign.
Fantastic. So we'll put this up as a podcast.
Awesome.
Can you share this with it?
I can share it onto the page, and if we can put the link on it as well for the petition, that would be awesome also.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, well, good luck with this. This is the sort of thing Fab FM wants to get involved with. We want to help people in the community, and this is an ideal one.
Awesome. You're a legend, Paul. Thank
Let's
you.
Get it.
Let's get it done. Yeah, our kids need a bus shelter.
Now, Lisa Scommerzon has an update for Fab FM on this. She was contacted by the Department of Transport and Main Roads Minister's Office, and it was reconfirmed that this is not a state issue but a local government issue. That is, Douglas Shire Council are responsible for this. They also, Transport and Main Roads, say they're disappointed the children are waiting for buses in the hot sun and rain and say it is simply not acceptable. Hear, hear. Now, Lisa has also received an email from the Douglas Shire Council and they have contacted FNQ Bus Lines, and the outcome was that FNQ Bus Lines can change the direction of the route to counterclockwise. This way, DSC, the Douglas Shire Council, can add 2 shelters in Ulysses Avenue parking area. Now, Lisa says she's not sure if this is the solution that everybody is looking for, but also I've got to ask, why isn't the council consulting the parents, getting together with the parents on this? Once again, they make the decision and that's how it is. But anyway, it is a move forward and that is good.